In what was initially scheduled as the sentencing of disgraced former state senator Diane Wilkerson, a federal judge yesterday heard other allegations of bribery. Wilkerson, who was arrested after an FBI sting 2 years ago, pleaded guilty in June to 8 counts of attempted extortion. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, federal prosecutors now want the judge to consider a tougher sentence than the recommended guidelines.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you today?
And that was the end of Diane Wilkerson's end of the conversation as she headed into federal court yesterday morning.
Are you testifying today?
She wasn't talking, which sets her apart from Chuck Turner, the former Boston City Councilor, who also fell into the same FBI sting operation in 2008. And he's never stopped talking. Also, unlike Turner, Wilkerson pled guilty. Federal guidelines call for a prison sentence of between 38 to 46 months. Now, in an effort to persuade the judge, Douglas Woodlock, to impose a heavier sentence of 4 years, perhaps more, prosecutors have introduced evidence they say shows Wilkerson sought additional bribes as part of a pervasive pattern of corruption beyond what she's been charged. On the stand yesterday was Azeed Mohammed, the Dorchester owner of a construction company. During the time in question, he was trying to develop a multi-million-dollar project on public land in Roxbury. Here's Mohammed's attorney, James Dilday.
It was state-owned land, and there would have to be legislation introduced in the state house to get it. And if she didn't back him in the state senate, he would never get it through the state senate.
Mohammed testified that he gave Wilkerson $7,700 in all, $5,000 of it in 8 checks between 2002 and 2006. She requested those monies from me, he said in court. And she didn't call it a campaign contribution, he told the prosecutor. Question, did you write a check? Answer, I did. Why? Answer, I had a $200 million project in her district and she's asking me for help. Did you volunteer to give her the monies? Answer, I did not volunteer to give her that. Azeed Mohammed's attorney, James Dilday, later said as far as the developer was concerned, it was a 50-50 situation.
Part of it was because she needed it, but part of it was because he wanted to make sure that his project didn't get scuttled. And you remember when he talked about, she said that there was a competitor for that property, and that's when he gave her the $1,000?
Mohammed has an immunity deal with the government. The defense wanted yesterday's hearing to cross-examine him and undercut the prosecution's pitch for a heavier sentence. You didn't feel you had paid Diane Wilkerson, said defense attorney Max Stern. That's right, replied Mohammed. You said you would have given her money even without the project, Stern pushed. Answer, I might have said that. Help versus pay. Help versus bribe. Of course, by her own guilty plea, Wilkerson admitted having operated with no bright lines. Under cross-examination, Mohammed was in a muddle. He said he didn't believe what he'd given her were bribes, and he testified that Wilkerson had said there were no strings attached. After the hearing, defense attorney Charles Ogletree spoke with reporters.
Because he's saying that, in fact, his influence, his support for Diane Wilkerson was not about a bribery. It was about him trying to help her raise funds and about him trying to curry favor, but not about a crime.
But more to the point, Judge Woodlock disagreed, saying that provisionally he found that Wilkerson knew that one reason for Mohammed giving her the money was to buy influence. At the same time, the judge said he didn't think the government had a strong case for increasing the sentence beyond 46 months in prison. Meanwhile, the defense is hoping for a sentence lower than 36 months. Charles Ogletree.
And people who know Diane Wilkerson know that she's done great things for many people who are known and unknown, not just government.
But the judge stated the defense hadn't made a good case for lowering the sentence either. For a public official to say, I've been an extraordinary public official, is not grounds for a departure from the guidelines, he said. So much for all those letters sent on Wilkerson's behalf from pastors, officials, and former Governor Michael Dukakis. I will be focusing on general deterrence, Woodlock said, meaning, he said, what's the price that has to be paid to tell other people not to enter into what Diane Wilkerson did? Sentencing is now scheduled for January 6th. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.